Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back. Everybody thinks they're a comedian, right? Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. It's 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Sarah Heiner. Sarah, tell us about Bottom Line Publications.
We have been talking to the top experts for 40 years to give you the actionable advice so you know what to do. Life's confusing. People tell you what's going on, but they don't tell you what to do about it. And we focus on telling you what to do about it.
And there's all kinds of things that you can read in 10 seconds, things you can read in 30 seconds, things you can read in a couple of minutes. You guys got a whole. I mean, it's really a great publication, folks. I encourage you to check it out.
It is. How to be healthier, how to be wealthier, how to do more with your money.
.com.
A little bit of everything.
All that. And don't forget her blog. Sarah's blog is outstanding. And the Bottom Line annuals are great. Sarah, let's talk about telecom fees, internet fees. My company currently has more capability than we've ever had in terms of mobile connections, the phone lines into my business, and my internet connection. And I'm probably paying a third of what I was paying, say, 8 or 9 years ago, 7 or 8 years ago. And it's amazing how my cost of connection has come down. Some of it they offered to me, some of it I negotiated for. What do you think?
Well, the cost of any technology, we have a big database, and the cost of data storage has gone down like crazy. So you have to, any of these technology areas, they are negotiable. You think they're not. Your bills go up. They hide the fees when it's internet connection, when it's phone companies. They are so competitive with each other that if you just call to ask for a lower price, most of the times you can get it.
Yeah, just say, look, I'm shopping. Just say, I'm shopping around. That's all
shopping
you got to do.
Around, right?
I'm shopping around. You don't have to threaten them. You don't have to order them. You say, I'm shopping around. What can you do for me?
Right. Sirius XM, you call them up 80% of the time, they'll lower your price.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm about to cancel my fee. But they need you as a subscriber. They can't afford you to lose. So they'd rather cut your fee by whatever 10% than lose you as a subscriber. So any of the phone companies, the internet access companies, the Coxes, the Verizons, the Frontiers, all of them, you call up, you go, hi, I'm going to cancel.
Get it into a bundle like I have with one of the companies, I've got, and it's not AT&T because I hate AT&T. I don't mind saying that, but I've got my phone lines, my connection to my television, my internet connection, which is a big pipe up and down. It's amazing. At one point in time, for a long time, my largest single expense was telecom.
Wow.
And other than payroll, right? I mean, from the standpoint of the operating line items, that was the largest number, and now it's not the largest. And I've got more capability.
Now, if you don't want to do it yourself, there are companies that'll do it. It'll take a little piece of your reduction.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple great websites you can go to: asktrim.com, billcutters.com with a Z.
Mm-hmm.
And you can they'll negotiate it for you. They'll give the call. They've probably negotiated stuff on their back end, whatever it is. But so that it's not a burden to do this and to be able to, like, quick phone calls or let someone else do it for you.
And so
you can save a bundle.
And so while you're doing that, eat a meal standing up while you're calling them, right, Sarah?
You're Mr. Segway.
I'm the king of Segway.
Do you ever eat standing up? I mean, all these business people we're always on the run, right?
Right.
And we have the kitchen island, come home. I can't tell you how often my husband and I, standing at the island, eating our dinner. It's pathetic, I know.
Do you think food tastes better like that?
Well, here's the fact of the matter. There was a study published in the Journal of Consumer Research. I'm sure that all from the University of Southern Florida. And when you're standing up, you lose your sensory sensitivity. So food actually doesn't taste bad. It tastes worse. So it reduces your sensitivity to taste. So the bad news is that you know, that pizza, that chocolate cake, that filet mignon,
so
whatever
you want to enjoy
eating,
it, sit down.
If you want to enjoy it, sit down. If you have something disgusting you have to eat, or if you have to take, you know, cough syrup, stand up.
And if you're standing, you might spill the wine too, and you can't have that. Hey, Sarah, good job today.
You want to drink the wine sitting down.
Good job today, unless you do it through a straw. Hey, good job today. Come back soon, Sarah.
I will anytime.
Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen, one of our favorite folks here in the Brain Trust. She'll be back another day. BottomLineInc.com is her website. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.